Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Nafchav Zayin. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marshmallow Tzara Basi Baka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Hashachet Echad Ba'Oif Ushnayim Behema Shchitas Akshera. If a person shechts one of the simanim of the bird or two of the simanim of the animal, Shchitas Kasher. Ruba Shalchet Kamayu, and the majority of one of the simanim is considered like the whole thing, so you don't have to shecht the whole simen. Now Rabbi Yehuda Amir, he told us Ad Shishchat Zavridin until Shechts Zavridim. Rashi explains that we're going to see later on. This is referring to a bird specifically. The vridim are on the sides of the neck that holds a lot of blood. As Machlokes was referring to, maybe the jugular veins, maybe the arteries, either which way, those also have to be shechted according to Rabbi Yehuda to drain the blood. If he shechts half of one in a bird or one and a half of an animal, shechita is possible because he didn't do the majority, whereas the majority of one by a bird and the majority of two by an animal, the shechita is kosher. I think one begins with the question, the Mishnah says, if one did shechita like this, which is mashma diavid in chatchila lai, only kosher but diavid but chatchila no. The question is, shnayim behem chatchila lai, if he shechts both simanim of an animal, lechatchila that's no good, ad kam l'shechit v'lezel. How much do you want him to shecht? If you're telling me shechting both simanim of an animal is not okay lechatchila, so how much should he shecht lechatchila? And the answer is, either you could say that the lashon of hashechet b'diavid is going on the one of a bird, because midrabanan, really he should shecht both on the bird, because if you tell him that lechatchila he only has to shecht one, then he might not end up even doing rive of that one, and then obviously it's going to be puzzle, so therefore really he should be shechting both on the bird. That's what Mishnah says, hashechet, if he did just one on a bird, it's okay. Alternatively, you could say, aruba shalchet kamayu, it's really going on the majority part that we say right afterwards in the Mishnah, that if he does just the rive, that's okay, even though lechatchila he should really be doing the entire thing. And moving on, the Gemara now discusses a fundamental question, which we've been taking for granted all along, but we've never explained why. So Amar Rav Kahana tells us, minayin l'shechita shimen atzavar, how do we know that shechita is on the neck? Who says that's where shechita is? So he says, shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'shachat is ben abakar. Now what does v'shachat tell us? Mimakim sheshach chatehu, from the place where it bends, that's where you should purify it or clean it. In other words, the word v'shachat is being broken up into two words. Shachat is shach, where it bends, that's the neck. Chatehu, you should be machshir, you should purify it and clean out all the blood. Clarification is, how do we know that chateyu is a lashon of purifying, being machshir, cleaning out the blood? And the answer is dechsev, because the pasuk says v'chitei asabayis, and he shall purify or be machshir the house. V'ibay seim hach, alternatively from here to chateini be'ezev v'taher, clean me or be machshmir with ezev, and I will be purified. So that's where we see this. However, we ask on this ve'ema miznavai, maybe shchita should be from the tail because the tail bends. So we answer no. Shach mechal shazaka ve'inon. From the fact that we say shach, which is again is a lashon of bending, that's mashma that we're referring to something which also stands up straight. V'ha shach va'omidhu. Whereas this, the tail is always bent down, it's never straightened out, and therefore it can't be referring to the tail. As in Ema Aznai, what about its ear? Sometimes the ear is up, sometimes it's down. The answer is that no, but Inon Dam HaNefesh V'leko. We know based off of a pasuk that we have to shecht in a place where Dam HaNefesh comes out, that's the first blood that comes out of the animal, that's where its nefesh leaves from, and so that would be from the neck, not from the ear. Ask more of Ema, why didn't I say, Dekar V'Azel Ad Dam HaNefesh, that he should start from the ear and keep on cutting until he reaches the place where Dam HaNefesh is going to come out. And Vesu, furthermore, once we're trying to find the source for how we know certain things by shechita that we take for granted, shehiya drasa chalada v'agrama v'ikra minolan. How do we know all of these things? These are the five psulim of shechita. How do we know that these psulim exist? El rather, must be gemara that these five psulim of shechita, they're a messiah, they're a halacha mashmi sinai, and therefore shechita minatzavar nami gemara. We would say that shechting on the neck is also a halacha mashmi sinai, as of a kralamai asa. What's the pasuk coming for? At the end of the day, it does seem that the word v'shachat is telling us sheshach chateihu, makam sheshach chateihu. So what's the pasuk teaching us? Doli shavuya gistra, not to make it into gistra. Gistra means basically cutting it in half. In other words, the pasuk is just saying that when you do shechita, all that has to be done is at the place where the blood is going to come out to clean it and empty out the blood, that's cut, which is the simanim. But more than that doesn't have to be done, meaning the knife doesn't have to continue going all the way to the mafrekes, cutting the mafrekes, the neck bone. That much is not necessary, and that's what the pasuk is teaching us. So that's the first explanation. Now, Rabbi Amar, he gives a different explanation how we know the shechita is by the neck. Amar Kar, the pasuk tells us, v'zavachta. What do we learn from here? Mimakam shezav chateihu. The word zavachta is lashon of zav, from where it flows, meaning from where blood flows, that's where chateyu, you should break it or cut it. Now the question is, my mashma the high chateyu lashon de mitvaru. How do we know this lashon of chateyu means to break or to cut? And the answer is dechse. The pasuk says al tira v'al teichas. Don't be afraid and don't be teichas, meaning don't break under pressure and fear. So we see it's a lashon of cutting or breaking. Ask more of ema mechaitmai. Maybe shechita should be from the nose because the nose of the animal is always dripping fluid and liquid. So why not there? The answer is zav al dechitu beinon. We need it to be zav, to flow because of the cut v'hai zav me'elavhu. And this by the nose, it drips on its own without being cut. Asking over Im Maliboy, what about from the heart? Maybe you should stab it in the heart, and that's going to cause a lot of blood to come out. So maybe that's where shechita is from. And Vesu, furthermore, she addressed Chalada Groma v'Ikram and Olan. How do we know all these five demons of shechita that they're puzzle? Allah must be Gemara. That those are learned Halacha Mashmi Sinai. It's a Messiah. So shechita minatzavar nami Gemara. Shechting from the neck as well is just Halacha Mashmi Sinai. So v'kralamai also. What's What's the pasuk coming to teach us? Dolei shavuya gistra. Same thing as before. Here's our third sheet that the Rabbi Shmuel taught. The Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel teaches that the pasuk says v'shachat, and I'll take a read v'shachat ella v'sachat. Don't read as v'shachat, rather v'sachat. The shin could also be read as a sin, and the sin would be a samach. And what does v'sachat mean? Mimakam shesach chatehu, from the place where it is sach, where it emits sound, where it lets out noise, a coil. That's where you should be machshira and clean it out, let all the blood out. Ask the Gemara v'emom elashaynai. Maybe it's referring to the tongue, because the tongue helps sound come out properly. The answer is being in dama nefesh v'leka. We have to shecht in a place where the dama nefesh is going to come out, and dama nefesh doesn't come out when you cut the tongue. Ask the Gemara v'emom the kar v'azel ad dama nefesh. Maybe I should cut it from the tongue and keep on going until the neck, so the dama nefesh could come out. And v'su furthermore, she draws chalad v'agram v'ekar v'nolan. How do we know all these five dimim of shechita? And so once again, we answer ella Gemara. It must be that those five dimim of shechita are alach l'mishmisina. They're mesira and shechita v'netzaver nami Gemara. Shechting neck also is alach l'mishmisinai. V'kral my also. What's the pasuk coming to teach us? Dolei shavuya gistra. And onto our fourth shechita. V'tana the following tana ma'isi l'mahacha. He brings from the following. The tana you have a brisa. Rabbi Amar Rabbi says as follows. Minai l'shechita v'netzaver. How do we l'shechita is on the neck? That's because shenamar the pasuk says v'archu b'nei Aaron akehanim sanusachem, and the b'nei Aaron akehanim they shall arrange the pieces. Now this is referring to carbon oila, where it tells us that we should flay the carbon oila, cut it into pieces, and then those pieces are arranged on the mizbeach. Now she'in the hamalem resharash of sapader. The pasuk doesn't have to say the head and the fat. Matamalem resharash of sapader. Why does the pasuk specify that all the pieces are arranged and the head and the fat? Baloi roish upader b'chal kol nusachem hayu. The head and the fats are part of all the pieces. So lama yatsu. Why is it they were singled out? Again, why is it the pasuk specified the head and the fats? That's because l'fishin emer, since the pasuk says v'hivshet is oila, and he shall skin the oila v'nitach and cut it into pieces. Ainly I only know from here ella nusachem shiyashin b'chal havshata, pieces that are part of havshata. In other words, pieces of the animal that you get to only after skinning, which is basically the majority of the animal. Minayin l'rabbis rashi kvar hutas. How do I know to include the head in this din that has to be arranged on the mizbeach of the other pieces? It was already cut off. It wasn't included in being skinned with the animal because the head is not skinned with the rest of the animal. So to that tamalim, the pasuk says es rashi es pidrai ve'arach ve'arach means, and he arranges it. So we see the head as well is arranged on the mizbeach. Now what do we learn from here? Mid the ka'amar es rashi kvar hutas, from the fact that Brisa asks and has to bring a special drasha for the head, which was already hutas mechlal the shechita manatzavar. We see from here the shechita is from the neck, because how is the head hutas? How is it cut off? That was through the shechita. Once the tushim on moshechted and the animal died, that basically means the head is totally severed from the body. Maybe physically it's not completely severed, but for all intents and purposes it means the head is not part of the body, so it's not part of avshata, it's not part of being skinned, and obviously the only way that can happen is through shechita. So that's where we learn it from. Now that we have limud, we ask on the brisa. V'tana pasach b'roish u'pader u'masayim b'roishay u'pidroi. The tana starts out asking, why do we have the words roish and pader? And it answers, the reason why I have the words roishay and pidroi is X, Y, and Z. These are two separate psukim. We're starting out talking about one pasuk and then going on to another pasuk. That doesn't make sense. And the answer is hachikam. This is really what the brisa is saying. Minayin l'rabbis roish kvar hutas. How do we know to include the head that it needs to be arranged on the mizbeach, even though it was already cut off and it wasn't part of the avshata, it wasn't part of the skinning of the animal? So to that tamalim, the pasuk says es haroish ve'es hapader. That's the first pasuk that we mentioned. And then continuing to discuss v'roish u'pidroi lamali. Why do we have another pasuk that has the words roish u'pidroi? And actually Rashi's gear says to take out the words lamali because it's just read together v'roish u'pidroi. And by the words roish u'pidroi of the other pasuk are needed for the following brisa. Minayin l'roish u'pader shekoidim l'chal nusachim. How do we know the head and the fat that come before all the other nusachim, that's arranged first on the mizbeach? So to that tamalim, the pasuk says as roish u'pidroi v'arach, and that tells us that arranging the aricha first is done with the roish and the pader, and only then the other pieces of the animal. One more clarification. Chav Zayron based on top. Upader kama the kasa rachmano lamali. Why does the pasuk mention the word upader in the first time? What's that coming to teach us? The answer is by a little chetan. Seeing the following brisa, ketzad hu oisa. How does he actually in practice bring the head and the fat? Chayf as a pader al beis hashchita umalehu, that he takes the fats and he puts them on the beis hashchita, meaning the area of the animal's head that got cut by the knife. That's the beis hashchita. Those are covered by the fats, and then he puts on the mizbeach. And zehu derech kavod shamayla. This is an honorable way to bring it for Hashem, so that the exposed part of the neck that was cut is not shown. Now moving on to our fifth shita, v'hai tano ma'isla mahacha. The following tano brings it from here. How we know the shechita is by the neck? The tanya of Braisa, it says zois tars habehema v'ha'oif. And the question is v'chibi ezu tayra shavs habehema loif v'oif l'behema. In regards to what din, what tayra, what hayra, what psak is an animal similar to a bird and a bird similar to an animal? Behema mitam b'mago masa v'oif einu mitam b'mago masa. An animal if it dies without shechita is a nevela and it's mitam b'mago if one touches it masa even if he covers it. Whereas a bird if it dies without shechita it's not mitam b'mago masa. Also v'oif mitam b'gadam abeis ablia behema einu mitam b'gadam abeis ablia. A bird if it's nevela it's mitam b'gadam abeis ablia. We had this earlier. That means when a person swallows a piece, then both him and the clothing that he's wearing become tamei. Whereas by an animal that's in a vela, it doesn't work like that. So be'ezu taru shavs behema la'ifa, ifa behema. In regards to what din is an animal like a bird and a bird like an animal? The answer is lemelchad. It tell you, ma behemah b'shechita af oif b'shechita, just like an animal needs to be shechted, a bird needs to be shechted. Now, if that's really so, if it's a full comparison, then we should say, ma'alon b'roiv shnayim, afkan b'roiv shnayim, just like by an animal, we need to have the majority of both simanim shechted, so too by a bird. So that, tamalim, the pasuk says, zois, meaning when it says, zois tarsa behemah, it means only in regards to this. Shechita has to happen by both an animal and by birds, but nothing more than that. Now, Blazer Armor, he says differently, be'ezu tarsa shavsa behemah l'oif oif l'behemah, in regards to what din, do we compare animals to birds and birds to animals? The answer is, l'mechah to tell you, ma'oif hechsheru minat savar, just like a bird, its hechsher is by its neck, as we know in the Beis HaMikdash, they did malika on the neck, and that says, be'feirosh, av behemah hechsheru minat savar, so to an animal, its hechsher, shechita is by the neck. Now, if that's really so, if that's going to be a full comparison, then we should also say, ma'alon mimol oiref, afkan mimol oiref, just like over there by a bird, it's done on the back of the neck, that's where malika is done, so too by an animal, it should be caught on the back of the neck. So to that, Tamil, the pasuk says, umalak as roishai mimol arpai, that he does malika to its head on the back of its neck, velo yavdil, it's not separated. What do we learn from here? Roishashal zemimol oiref, ain roishashal achermol oiref, it's only the head of this one, by the bird, it's done on the back of the neck, but by the head of another one, by a behemoth, it's not done on the back of the neck, it's done on the front of the neck. So that's Shitas Reb Elezer, that's how we know the shechita is on the neck. Now we just have a question, Reb Elezer, hi zois my avilei, what does Reb Elezer do with this pasuk of zois, as in zois tarsa behemoth, that's what the Tanakama used to show a limitation by an animal, and that was good in the Tanakama, because the main focus of the drasha was animal to bird. So we can have zois showing that there's something unique by animals as opposed to birds. But Reb Elezer's drasha, the whole focus is on the bird, so what's the word zois coming to me by? The answer is, ilav zois, if not for the word zois, havamina, I would think that ma'oif besimen echad, av behem besimen echad, just like a bird, only has to have one simen done, so by animals as well, maybe there's only supposed to be one simen. So to that, because Rachman is zois, the pasuk says zois, to say that the only thing we're comparing an animal to a bird with is shechita on the neck, but not more than that. Now, once we're on the topic of birds, we continue discussing them. Tani Bar-Kabar teaches as follows. The pasuk says, Zois tars behemah va'oif, and it's instructive to continue reading just a little bit more. It says, V'chol nefesh chaya hari meses b'mayim. And nefesh chaya meses b'mayim, for all intents and purposes, is talking about fish. So we see this pasuk is talking about animals, birds, and fish. Now, hit al kasuf l'oif, ben behemah l'dagim, the pasuk put birds in between animals and fish. For what purpose? L'chay b'shnei simanim. To mechayiv, then when we shech the bird, two simanim have to be cut. Now, the problem with that is, yeah, sure, that's not possible. Shekvar hukash l'dagim, because also being compared to fish, namely, it's right before fish. Now, l'patra b'loi klum, yafshar, to say that it's potter without having to do anything to it, that you could just kill the bird however you want to eat it, that's also not possible. Shekvar hukash l'behema, because it's been compared to behema in the first part of the pasuk. So, Kateside, how do we understand this? The answer is, achshir b'simen echad, a bird only needs to have one simen shechted. It's not like a fish, it doesn't need to have anything done, and it's not like an animal that has to have both simonim, a bird only needs to have one. We need to discuss this, dagim de labani shechitin in hu minolon, how do we know the fish do not need to be shechted? Ilim mishun dechsev, if you want to say from the following pasuk, hatzainu bakar yishachat lahem, imes kol degei hayam, ye asef lahem. So we see that in regards to tzainu bakar, it says that they shall shech them, and by degei hayam, by the fish, it says ye asef, and that would tell us basifa ba'amasagilhu, that you could just gather them and then eat them however you want, and you don't have to shech them. Well, the problem with that is, el me'ata, from now, gabe slav, what about by the slav? In the midbar, the yidden complained about not having meat, so Hashem said, you know what, I'm going to send them slav, and they're going to eat it for a month straight until it comes out of their nose. Dechsev, the pasuk says, vaye yosvu es haslav, they gather the slav, hachinami de labne shechita, does that mean to say they don't have to be shechted because it uses the lashon of vaye yosvu that they gathered? That can't be because of ha'amrit, you had just said before in the braisa, the patra bivolai klomi yefshar, you can't patra a bird with nothing that you don't have to do anything to it, shekvar hukash l'behema, because compared to behema. So his lashon of vaye yosef can't be telling us that you're able to eat it without shechita. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Hasam over there, like siva sifa makam shechita dachrini, in this pasuk that we just quoted by yosef es haslav, it doesn't say the word hasifa, gathering, in place of shechting something else. Whereas hach over here in our first pasuk, ksiva sifa b'makam shechita dachrini, it does say gathering in place of shechting something else. In other words, in our first pasuk, it mentions the word shechita. It says, atzon v'bakar yishachet. And so then, when it tells us, degei hayam yosef lahem, that must mean that we do not have to shecht, as we mentioned in the first part of the pasuk, rather we can just gather fish. But the second pasuk tells us, v'yosef es haslav, and doesn't mention shechita at all, so you can't learn from there that all you have to do is asifa and you don't have to shecht. It's just simply telling us that they gathered this love, but of course they shechted them. Okay, Jesus God says, Darsh over gli la. Now, what does this mean? So, Darsh means he darshined, and over gli la means a person who would go from place to place. He was an over, he's always going from here to there, and gli la means he was a Galilean, he was from the Galil. So, he darshined as follows. An animal which was created from dry land, its hechsher is with two simonim. Since it was created from the dry land, that means it's of strong constitution, so you'd have to shecht both simonim. Whereas, dogim, fish that are created from the water, hechsher bevolai klom, they're kosher even with nothing, and oif, shenever min a rakak, oif that was created from rakak, which Rashi used a word that's translated as the area right at the water's edge, where there's sand and little pebbles and also water, basically like a muddy, swampy, marshy area, that's where birds were created from, basically a mixture of water and land, so consider shechted with one semen. And Rav Shmuel Kaputka, he says as follows, Tedi Shinoshar Eifas Yeshlam Kaskases Braglehem Kedagim, birds actually have scales on their feet, just like fish. So we see that they were created with a little bit of water because they have those scales similar to water creatures. And he also asked him another question. Now, who's the he asking the questions? So his fellow named Kuntrikun, he was a non-Jewish ruler, and he had many conversations with Rabbi Gamliel, according to Taisvis, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and asked him a number of questions. So this is another one of the questions that he asked him. Kosav and Chaimer, one pasuk says, Vayomer Lekim, Hashem said, Yishetsu Amayim Sharetz Nefesh Chaya, V'oif Yoifeif. So we see that birds and fish are mentioned together. Alma Mimai Evru. We see from here that birds are created from the water. Then Uksav, another pasuk says, Vayitzar Hashem Lekim Min Ha'adama, Kol Chayas Asada, V'es Kol Oif Hashamayim. Alma, we see from here, Me'ara Evru, that birds were created from the land because they're mentioned together with animals. How do we understand this? So Amar Loi, he responded to him, Minarekik Nevru, birds were created from this mixture of water and land. Now, Ra Talmidim Staklim Zebazeh, he saw his Talmidim looking at each other. Amar Lahem, he told him, Kasha Benechem Shedechisi as Oivi Bakash, is it challenging for you that I pushed away my enemy with straw, meaning I just kind of threw an answer at him and you know that's not the right answer? You're correct, Min Hamayim Nevru, really birds were created from the water, Volam Evin Ola Adam, so why is it that Hashem brought them to man, Likras Lam Shame, just to call their names? In other words, the first pasuk that mentions fish and birds, that tells us that birds were created from the water. The second pasuk that tells us animals and birds, as I'm referring to birds being created with animals from the Adama, we actually have to continue reading the pasuk, which tells us that Hashem brought these animals to Adam so that he could give them their names, and so that's the only reason why they're being brought in the same pasuk, and has nothing to do with their creation. However, says the Gemara of Yesharim, some say that Balashan Acher or Balashan Achrain Amar Lo'isai Hagmain, that it was the second thing, meaning that which we had just learned that he told his Talmidim, that's actually what he had answered the Hagmain, this ruler, and Balashan Harishain Amar Lan Talmidav, he had told his Talmidim the first thing, that birds were created from a mixture of water and land. And just going back to the first answer, as we had explained, the reason why in the second pasuk birds are mentioned with animals is Mishum Dechsiv El Vayitzer, it's because it's mentioned by Vayitzer. In other words, it says Hashem created from the Adama Chayas HaSadeh, period, and then all the animals, Ve'es Kalef HaShemayim, Hashem brought to Adam so he could give them names. Another discussion, Amar Vehudim Mishum Yitzchak and Pinchas, Ein Shechit Alef Men Atayra, there's no Chiv Medai Raisa to Shecht a bird. It's not even Allah HaMashmi Sinai, it's just a Durabanan, and that means that a bird is only Nevela if it died on its own or was killed by a blow. However, as long as it was killed through its simanim, its kasher, that's even though it wasn't a valid shechita. Now, how do we know this number? Because the pasuk says v'shafach, and that tells us b'shvicha ba'almasagi that it's enough just to pour it. What's that referring to? So the pasuk tells us v'ish ish b'nei yisrael min agar gar b'soichem asher yatsud seid chaya. So the pasuk first talks about a chaya, a non-domesticated animal such as a deer. The pasuk continues ay oif asher yachel, or a bird, and then it says v'shafach es damai, he shall pour out its blood. And from here, that all you have to do is pour out its blood, meaning as long as you cut the simanim somehow, that's perfectly fine. As we're talking, that's really so. Chayinami, the same should apply to a chaya, because it's in the same pasuk. The Gemara answers no. Iskash l'psulam gedashim. We have a hekesh between chaya and psulam gedashim. Animals that technically were kosher to be brought as korbanos then became pasul for one reason or another, and those have to be shechted. So chaya also has to be shechted. As the Gemara, if nami iskash l'behema, if it's also compared to behema, the pasuk says zois taras habehema v'ha oif. So we answer no. Haksev the pasuk says v'shamchas damai, and that tells us even just shvicha is okay, and birds don't need to be shechted. So now the question is umay chazes to shadulei al oif shadulei a chaya. Why is it that this word v'shafach is being applied to the word oif? It should be applied to the word chayo, which is in the same pasuk. The answer is mistab, it's logical, mishum desalk mine, because that's where it's coming from. When we read the pasuk, first we read chayo, then we read oif, and afterwards it said v'shavchaz damai, so that's going on oif, not on chayo. So now we ask a number of questions on this. Basically, we have a mishnah, which we brought up earlier as well. Hashoich v'nesnal v'yadai, if a person shechs and becomes an avela, or hanoicher, he stabs it, v'ma'akir, he uproots the simonim, patr melchasois, he doesn't have to do kisui adam. We know there's a mitzvah of kisui adam covering the blood by chay and oif, and if he does this pasul shechita, so he doesn't have to do kisui adam. Here's a question. If you want to say the midah raisa, there's no chiv to shecht a bird, so nechirasi zui shechitasai, stabbing it or poking it, that is its shechita, so li bai kisui, I should require kisui adam. The Gemara answers, misavers ba'if, do you really think this mishnah is referring to an oif? Loi, b'chaya, it's actually talking about a chaya, and a chaya, as we said before, does need to be shechted, and therefore there's no question. We ask another question though, tashma, we have a raisa that says, hashaychi v'tzarch l'dam, chay v'chasois. If a person shecht and he needs the blood, so he still has to cover it, because there's a chiv kisui, and so even though he needs the blood, he has to cover it, so it's too bad for him. Kate said, so what's he supposed to do if he needs the blood? Either he stabs it or uproots it or pulls out the simanim, and that way he could have the blood without having a chiyuv kisoy. Now, chav chasam ralph on top. My lav ba'if, isn't this referring to a bird? The kabay leilu dame leinicha, then he needs the blood of the bird for inicha, which is some sort of worm which is found in wool clothing, and somehow bird blood gets it away. As we see from here, they simply stabs the bird. That's something that would not require kisoy. Definitely a question, or v'yitzchak Pinchas. So the answer is loy, not so. B'chaya, it's referring to a chaya, the kabay leilu dame lelacha. It's talking about where he needs his blood for lacha. This is something used in the process of dyeing leather, and so once again, we don't have a question on this. We're going to stop it for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss it. For now, Everyone should have a wonderful day.